This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And man, California, just when you thought it was bad, it does something to make itself look even worse. Evidently, now the governor's office in California is telling diners that they have to wear their masks in between bites.
This isn't fake news, is it? Like, this is actually...
Well, it's
really
coming
happened.
To us from Fox News, so I'm not willing to say it's not fake news, but it's coming from a mainstream media site, at the very least.
So, like, they could have fooled Fox here, but ostensibly it's coming from a Twitter, right? And do they link to that Twitter?
They do, and they...
It's not just an image, it's an actual link to it. I was just curious.
Well, I don't know.
I should have asked you before the show.
I find it hard to believe, to not believe it at this
it's
point.
It's so believable,
in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at like this point in the game, it's like they're just seeing what they can get away with. You know, how much further can we push this with these dumb sheeple just suck it up? What does it take to crack the backs of these sheeps? Who's going to put up with this?
Well, they didn't put on goggles when Fauci said to. So there is some hope.
Well, he didn't say to do it. He suggested it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my concern at the time, is like that some of these governors would actually say it. They would actually mandate it through law, and that's when the people just do it. They just gobble it up.
So evidently, the office of California Governor Gavin Newsom has told residents in the Golden State that if they go out to eat, they should be wearing a mask, quote, in between bites to protect themselves from COVID-19.
And that's not just getting up and using the bathroom and walking around. That is actually, I'm going to take a second. We're waiting in between dessert or the you know.
Yes, it means put some food into your mouth, pull up your mask, chew it, swallow it, and then repeat.
So you're just like that stupid, have you seen some of these yahoos on they're cutting slits in their masks?
Are they really?
And they're videotaping themselves eating there in the restaurants.
Wow.
I saw an orchestra did that.
Yeah, with little zipper masks.
Yeah. Going out to eat with members of your household this weekend, an October the 3rd tweet from the office says, don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites.
Could this person really actually take that seriously, whoever it was that wrote that statement?
It would seem so. I mean, they take it seriously enough that they went on the governor's official Twitter account and tweeted that. And they haven't. This is diner tip number one from COVID-19.ca.gov. Minimize the number of times you take off your mask.
What in God's name are the other tips?
Yeah, I want to see the other tips.
I do too. You'll have to give me a moment to find those, however. So it's pretty clear here. It's showing someone sitting there with the menu. They're eating, then they're taking a bite, at which point they're allowed to take their mask off, and then they're chewing, at which point they have to have their mask back on. So it appears to be legitimate, but I'm trying to find these tips now. But the article goes on. For emphasis, the tweet shows an image of someone at a dining seat wearing a mask, then not wearing a mask. Well, I pretty much just described it. However, the image then advises people to minimize the number of times you take your mask off. But this is like maximizing
right,
the number
what is
of
that?
Times.
How can they say one thing and then the other? I mean, what is it even supposed to mean? If I were to take that literally, you know, if I were to be like this completely obedient person, just doing absolutely everything the government said, I would read that as, okay, you want me to keep the mask on while I'm chewing and then take the mask down when I want another bite, but you also want me to minimize the number of times that I touch the mask, so therefore I need to take big bites and, like, choke myself on food because you can't do both of those things.
I wonder if California's going to get, like, a ration of bites per meal that they can have if they're eating out. You have to eat your entire meal in 10 bites.
Well, how much further until we're just buying our food in liquid form and we're just taking it in intravenously?
Well, probably quite a bit far from that.
Just, you know, Matrix style. Like, we're all little, right. We're all in our little cubicles, locked at the house, and we got our Dorito-flavored syrup over here. We got some, got my bourbon-flavored syrup over here.
Well, on the subject of bubbles and cubicles and all of that, the vice presidential candidates are going to debate with 12 feet between them, twice the recommended COVID distance, right? But they're also going to have plexiglass surrounding them. Now, the Joe Biden team is against, not the Joe Biden team, the Mike Pence team is against this because it makes, you know, COVID look like a threat, and Trump was just out there going, oh, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want that, but yeah, they're
going all out.
This debate,
is this tonight?
I don't know when the VP debate is.
Here's what they should do.
It's not going to be as entertaining as parts of the presidential debate were, though.
If they're going to have the whole plexiglass set up, they need to make it soundproof and have them on ropes so they can lower them and raise them so that when someone's going, you know, off the rails, they need to be shut up. And you can mute their mic, of course.
But I don't expect that between Pence and Harris.
It'd be so much more satisfying to just have this soundproof cubicle just drop down over top of you.
Well,
Shut up, Pence.
It would be good to see it happen to them, sure.
But you're right. Yeah, I don't think that Pence will. I do believe that Harris, she has a problem with going over time, like way over time, and she won't shut it up. I'm not really sure about Pence. I don't even know if he has
I've
any.
I've never seen the guy speak. I don't know anything about
him. I don't even know if he has any gaffes. I mean, if you're going to play a drinking game, a Harris Pence drinking game, what would you?
I don't know. I don't intend to watch it.
Well, I didn't watch the last one.
I tried to watch it and I did not make it. I could feel my brain cells attacking each other to try to put me into
stupid.
A coma. So I closed out of it, and I don't remember what I did instead. I think I played Minecraft or something.
We were having this show when it was taking place, so we were watching it in between commercials.
Yeah, we did watch some excerpts. Later that night, I did have something else I was doing where I could watch this thing at the same time, so I didn't feel like I was totally wasting my time. And I have to say, there were some parts that were pretty entertaining, but it was pretty stupid.
Yeah. That's how I felt about it.
I would not watch the vice presidential debate because there's no Trump, and there's no Biden, so like it's not going
to... There's no humor to be derived from this.
Right.
It's just two serious political candidates going to be arguing about policy or whatever for an hour and a half. So
and the way that they see it from their, you know, from their side of the aisle, do you think that they're going to have another two presidential debates, considering that that Orange Man got the Rona?
I'm sure they will. As long as they have mute buttons, I will probably tune in for them.
Are they talking about that?
The news articles have suggested it. I don't know if the presidential commission debate, whatever they're called.
Trump's loud enough. He can shout into the other microphone.
He would probably do that. Let's not give him ideas.
Not unless you have your soundproof booths.
Ooh, yeah, like the cone of silence.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right.
See, I would. That's how you would do it, man. Just go full on game show with it. Where if Trump won't shut up, just drop the soundproof booth on him, and let him stand in there flailing and screaming all he wants. No one can hear him. That would be entertaining because his reaction to that would be even better mm-hmm. than whatever it was he was saying.
Well, in that case, you're right too, and the audience might get a kick out of him flailing around and maybe he'd even start doing hand signals, and that's when you would have to actually gray out the booth as well.
This sounds like a lot of trouble, though.
That's not going to happen.
No, unfortunately.
Well, I mean,
you've
got millions of people going
to
watch this. I mean, this is a moneymaker.
Yeah, but they're never going to.
But there's no commercials.
Yeah, but who's hosting it?
It's a feed that's just sort of made available, and so multiple different places can run the feed. So C-SPAN has it, Fox has it, you know, CNN.
Yeah, but then every news outlet is going to be covering it for the next at least 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, but there's no commercials in it, so there's...
Yeah, but they have commercials.
Well, yeah, they'll make money off the coverage of it later, but during the actual event, there's no commercials running. At least not that I saw.
Yeah, I don't think there were any.
Because there's no breaks.
Right. It's a shame there aren't commercials, though, because the Super Bowl usually has pretty good commercials. I imagine the Trump-Biden debate would have even better, more creative commercials, simply because so many people are going to be tuning in, and it's already, you know, a nightmarish show to watch. Might as well add in some commercials.
This whole thing is nightmarish. I mean, you're supposed to now in California keep a mask on during when you're chewing at a restaurant?
Yeah,
insane.
And according to Canada's top doctor, you should wear a mask during sex and skip kissing. So it's
go straight to the glory hole, right?
Well, they didn't quite go that far, but yeah, just the whole thing is insane. Dividing people, keeping us from connecting to one another. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Within the studio is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And I'm going to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they've launched a trading platform, and you can find it at local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we are, of course, here in New Hampshire, the location of choice for the destination of choice, I should say, rather, for the Free State Project. And that's what Jackie wants to discuss. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Ian, and who else is there with you?
It's Ian, Aria, and Conan.
Okay. So I know Ian. I don't know Aria. I don't think I know Conan. But it's Jackie, the first fourth time.
So hello, Jackie. What's on your mind tonight? Why are you calling?
Well, someone told me that you guys mentioned me and said that I should call in. So I just, I guess, did what he said and started calling. He said that you had mentioned the, I guess, vandalism that I had experienced at my house. And then the, I don't know, that I ran the state rep previously, which I'm running again right now.
Oh, we were thinking you were a different Jackie. This is the Jackie who's the first mover for the Free State Project.
Correct, Jackie Casey.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Dave Ridley called in a couple nights ago, and he mentioned that you were running for state rep and that you'd had some sort of vandalism. I don't recall what it was. I think it was like paintballs that were shot at your door. What? Tell us what happened.
Exactly. Yeah, it was. And I did write an article for the Granite Grok with pictures so you can see the paintballs. But yeah, I didn't even realize it was Ridley that had done that. It was another porcupine that mentioned this to me and said, hey, why don't you call in? And
now, is this your first time running for state rep?
No, I ran during the Ron Paul, let me see what year would that have been, 2012? I think, yeah, 2012. I ran and then, kind of took a break, and then now I'm running again.
Okay. And so it was just paintballs that were shot at your front door, or was there something else?
The paintballs went through, it was just paintballs, and they actually, I don't think they really intended it to be this way, but I think they were trying to shoot the large Trump sign I have out front, and the paintballs went through the sign and to the door, so the door got painted. So I just,
somebody attacked a Trump sign here in the Keene area as well, I believe. I don't know if it was totally destroyed, but it looked pretty pretty bad from what I saw, and I guess the police are investigating that here. And, of course, Aria, you've been targeted in your campaign now. How many signs have you lost? Not your campaign signs per se, but the F 'em both 20 signs.
I think at this point I'm down 7 or 8 of them.
7 or 8 of these signs, and they cost you $15 a piece?
It's actually closer to about 25 each when all of these shipping costs are included. Because
I didn't
design these. I didn't order them in bulk. Well, I did order them in bulk, but not enough to make
you
them.
You didn't order bulk enough, apparently.
Yeah, not enough to make them like $6 per, anything like that.
Jeez.
Well, I saw them and I liked them. I was like, I want those in my yard.
And now they've taken 8 of them.
Yeah, I knew something like this would happen. So,
did you encounter anything like this before, Jackie, when you ran for state rep, or are things worse now?
No, before during the Ron Paul era, of course, it was all about ignoring Ron Paul. So when you're ignoring someone, you don't do anything. You don't, no attention goes. So, but right now, just all kinds of heightened emotions and so forth. And it's funny the effect that it had, because if you drive by and look at, if you look toward the Trump sign, because my porch light is drive down at night, the light shines through the holes, making it look like that it's a fully sequined shimmering sign. It actually tends to shine and make the kind of pretty. But,
well, I mean, at least they used paintballs. It could have been a lot worse, I presume, because paintballs are soap soluble, so it shouldn't have been too hard to get it off. How long did it still work you otherwise wouldn't have had to do, so it sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. Yeah, it wasn't hard. It wasn't nearly as discouraging as doing my door-to-doors and talking to my constituents has been.
Really? Now, why has that been discouraging?
Because, you know, everyone just wants something, whether it's the left that wants, you know, free this and free that, or it's the right that wants free. Well, you know, and this is actually interesting because I know that ARIA has like a, I can't swear on this program. Is that correct?
Correct. No, yeah,
okay,
please don't swear. Thank you.
Right, and that kind of thing. And I'm not intimately familiar with ARIA's platform or anything, but I do know that while I am running as a Republican, you can, if you read my Granite Grok article about this episode, you'll see that I, in fact, am not a typical Republican. I'm an anarcho-capitalist, in fact. And so,
I'm surprised they're letting
you
blog.
Have a Trump sign in your yard?
Yeah, it was just an experiment to see what,
okay.
You know, what...
Okay, I feel a lot better now that we've gotten that cleared up.
Well, I'm also surprised that that Granite Grok would let you blog for them because, I don't know, were you here the night we read the Granite Grok story,
Oh, yeah.
Aria?
Yeah, they were not very kind to me.
Yeah, they were just absolutely awful towards libertarians. I mean, what do they call themselves? They called themselves conservatarians, and they are completely in favor of the war on drugs, and they are completely, you know, very scary in a lot of ways. I was surprised by it.
I'm not very, to tell you the truth, I'm kind of ignorant about the Granite Grok. Anyone that'll publish me, I just kind of go with it.
Okay. They've got viewers, so I mean, I don't blame you for writing there. I mean, they're probably the most popular blog in New Hampshire.
I guess I didn't even know that. But what I do know is that they've published me twice, and probably just because I'm running, I mean, I would expect. And I have taken a pretty decisive position with regard to the, you know, a lot of the Republicans are saying, don't defund the police. And my position, of course, is you mean the police that are going to, you know, collect a $1,000 fine for me for not wearing a mask? Is those police you're talking about that you want me to fund? Is it the same ones that are going to, you know, enforce all of these various, you know, long laundry lists or whatever? I mean, if there's an oath keeper, and I am actually, as a veteran, I'm also a member of the Oath Keepers. So if it's an Oath Keeper who's there to, in fact, defend my rights, every April 15th when I get robbed and because my rights are routinely violated by powers that be. They're useless. They are never there when my rights are violated by, you know,
they're the ones violating your rights.
Yeah. Are you, you mentioned $1,000 mask fine. Are you in Nashua? I've heard that's what they're Nashua. Okay.
Yes. And it's not only that, but I am required at my job to enforce the mask law. So I am police officer, and these other
officers,
I mean, they should be protecting my right to simply be a car salesman rather than to be a police officer.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
A police officer.
So, I agree entirely, Jackie. Thank you so much for the call. I've been saying that for a while. You know, the biggest problem with this mask mandate nonsense is that it has turned every gas station worker, every fast food worker, into police.
People need to stop doing that to their neighbors. Stop it.
I think they get a kick out of it. I think they like it.
No, I think a lot of them are afraid of it. They don't want to do it. Depends on who you're dealing with.
This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election. The president added he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market did not respond positively to that news, with the Dow dropping significantly in the final hour of trading to close 378 points lower, shaving 1.3% off the day's gains. The S&P 500 ended the day down 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.6%. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who tested positive for COVID-19. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs to quarantine at home. This is USA Radio News. The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the economy is recovering better than expected, but that progress could be easily derailed. Jerome Powell told the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday that containing the spread of the coronavirus is a large factor in keeping the economy recovering.
The recovery has progressed more quickly than generally expected. And the most recent projections by FOMC participants at our September meeting show the recovery continuing at a solid pace. The median participants saw unemployment declining to 4% and inflation reaching 2% by the end of 2023. Of course, the economy may perform better or worse than expected. The outlook remains highly uncertain, in part because it depends on controlling the spread and effects of the virus.
Florida voters will get more time to register after the state's voter registration website crashed at the deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said heavier-than-expected traffic around Monday's deadline crashed the site, so voters will have until 7 p.m. Tuesday to register online or in person at election, motor vehicle, and tax collectors' offices. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And Conan, have you seen that Netflix has been indicted in Texas over the movie Cuties?
In Texas?
That only makes sense. And wow. Because of the movie's, quote, prurient interest in sex.
How does it work exactly when a corporation is indicted over what I presume would be a criminal charge?
Well, their producers decided to host this show, so it's on them.
This is a movie.
Unlike Facebook, which I guess they could take down anything they want.
Netflix. But wait a minute. But what I want to know is, who is going to be held responsible? If this is like guilty, you know, if Netflix is guilty of lewd conduct or whatever, prurient, we haven't even gotten into the story yet.
Stupid, though.
Oh, I'm sure. But are they charging them criminally, or can you be indicted in civil court? I thought an indictment was a criminal charge. By no means am I an attorney. But if an indictment is a criminal charge, how are they criminally charging a corporation? Who will be held responsible? If Netflix is found guilty of whatever this indictment is,
who is
going to go to jail? Can they just go ahead and nominate anyone they want from their board of directors to sit it off, whatever the criminal sentence is? Will the entire board of directors have to go to prison? But the board of directors probably didn't approve this movie in the first place, right? Like, I've been on the board of directors at the local cable access channel, Conan, you have as well. The way that works is somebody wants to put something on the air on the public access channel. They come in, they give the DVD or the move, you know, whatever MP4 files to the director, and he puts it on the air.
And it is specifically listed in the bylaws and as well as the disclaimer that you sign every time you hand over some video, that you understand that I take responsibility for anything that comes of this.
So who's taking responsibility when it comes to Netflix? Is it their program director or whatever their equivalent of that is? There's somebody who makes a decision as to,
sure,
we should have this movie but not that movie.
Unless they have the same type of disclaimer. That we're not going to be held responsible for your content. So you have to go over this Cuties director.
Well, let's find out who they're coming after. But no one's going to go
to jail.
Well, the woman who directed it's from Europe or Africa or something.
There
right?
might be some fine or something.
Well, before
we get
to
Texas would really like that. None of these board members are going to jail.
I just wanted to preface the article real quick to let the dot button build while we go to the phones.
I still haven't seen the movie, and I don't plan on it.
I haven't either.
We've got Vernon calling from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So you all earlier were talking about commercials with the presidential debates that are coming up. And actually there was a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal a few days ago that talked about how the TV stations were really going to benefit from the debates, because you're right, they can't sell ads during the debate, but they can certainly sell it before and after. And
sure,
and they were fetching I think they said a 30-second ad on CNN was going for about $300,000. So I don't know if that's a lot of money or not. You know, I think Super Bowl ads go for $1 million, but
that's a lot.
The article apparently made it sound like they were going for a premium. So. Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot less people watch the debates than they would, say, the football.
Yeah, fewer people, for sure. I mean, most people aren't interested in politics. It's, you know, it's going to be what it is.
The article said that it's, you're going to attract more people to traditional television because of the debate, that they're able to sell more ads and they're going to have more of a broad audience than they normally do for the station. So I guess it's like the Weather Channel whenever there's a hurricane, you know, that's when they cash in too. But maybe y'all can Google the article if y'all are still going to talk about that more, but I just wanted to share that with y'all.
It's probably true that the channels that are running the debate will enlarge their audience somewhat on that particular night. But I don't think that the debate really attracts a whole lot of people who are apolitical, those sorts of folks who just want to avoid politics entirely. And you can't blame those people at all. I mean, who would want to actually watch this stuff?
The only reason I attempted to watch it was because I expected it to be significantly more entertaining than it was.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, too, and it was disappointing in that way.
Vernon, thank you so much for the call. To get into this article about Netflix and Cuties...
Which was quite controversial a few weeks ago when it hit the internet. There have been a lot of people that have been opinionated about this particular movie.
I mean, a lot of people who hadn't even seen the movie.
That's another important point, yeah.
The streaming giant Netflix.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay.
But I think I'm probably going to, since I need to be able to.
You have to, so we
it.
Can actually talk about this intelligibly.
The streaming giant was hit with an indictment in Texas over the movie's alleged promotion of the sexual exploitation of minors. Now, this is counter to what the actual movie is about.
That's what some people say.
Well, that's what the director of the film has said as well, I believe. I think the article here gets into it further, but the whole idea is that, you know, parents, they do this to their daughters all the time. When I worked at one of the casinos, the slot technician, I saw the casino I worked at had these child beauty pageants every year, and they were every bit as disgusting as anything you've seen in the trailers for Cuties. And the parents were putting their own kids through this, and that's what Cuties, the movie, was calling attention to. That's why they called it Cuties.
Yet living vicariously through their children. I have heard that argument many, many times from people that we know, from people that I respect the opinions of. But what they are failing to show a huge spotlight on is the predators are going to get off on this. All they got to do is turn the mute. They just hit the mute button, and they have.
Well, how much of the movie is actually that?
Probably very little would be my guess. I, you know, have heard some of this controversy about this film. You've got one side that says it's totally about titillation of perverts. You've got the other side, the director or whatever, that's saying, oh, no, it's not. It's this, you know, coming of age film and whatever else it is that they're saying about it. It's actually anti what's going on with these girls. And then after that came out, then somebody else came out with a clip from the movie that shows, I guess, one of the dance scenes. And it is pretty. I did watch that just so I would have some idea. I don't want to sit down and watch a 2-hour long movie. But, yeah, I mean, this was definitely a scene that was not filmed in a tasteful manner. Let's just say that. So I don't know how the director can say, like, how the director can say that when this is clearly a sort of a pandering film. But on the other hand,
as I understand
Conan,
it from the context of that clip, wasn't it that, you know, they had learned those.
So you know what clip I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it, that they learned those dancing ways from adult women that they looked up on the internet?
I don't know.
So it seems to me like that is an interpretation.
It was a performance, though. It wasn't like the scene. Again, there was no context around it, right? So it was
sure,
just somebody,
but I think the context from the movie is that they looked up and online and they found women doing this and said, oh, well, we want to be successful like them. So they repeated them instead of repeating someone like, I don't know, Kamala Harris or
But you're just talking about the plot of the film. I'm talking about the way it was filmed.
Well, you can take a 30-second clip of any movie and make it look like something completely different.
I know what you're saying there, in that there was no context around it.
Sure.
But I'm not talking about the context. I'm talking about the way the scene was filmed.
Okay.
Like,
oh, okay.
You'll
I
have
got
to
you
watch
now.
It.
Yeah.
It was.
God, this is
I'm
hard.
Not sure I want to watch
yeah.
it.
Just so you know what I'm talking about here, but it was filmed in a way that was, let's say, not tasteful.
Okay.
That's
I assumed you meant the scene wasn't tasteful, but the actual filming
the
itself
actual
was
filming
not tasteful.
Of the, at least that was my opinion.
Okay.
After having seen it. And it was whatever the scene was in the film, they were on a performance. It wasn't like some sort of practice in a closed off room. There was an audience or whatever. There were people watching this performance. So there's these different sides.
I don't want to sit through this movie,
that's
man.
The thing.
But I don't
either.
I have to.
doesn't sound interesting.
None
at
of
all.
The three of us have seen it though, and here we are.
I'm gonna watch it right now. Damn it!
No, you're not. You're on the air.
Got to watch it during the break.
Representative Matt Schaefer shared the indictment Tuesday, saying that they've been indicted. Netflix has been indicted by a grand jury for promoting material which depicts lewd exhibition of pubic area of a clothed or partially clothed child. I don't know if any of that's in the movies or not, but it's not making me want to watch
it. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Maybe you've seen Cuties and you can actually weigh in on what you believe the film is about. Now, that's one of the things with art anyway, is that anyone can say, can make an argument that's about whatever they want. But if you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV, well, you can now easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com to set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses, and then enable the AnyPay plugin in WooCommerce, and that's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. Now, we just took a few moments to actually look into the scene that Ian was talking about, the one that was, I have to agree, filmed quite distastefully. I really need to know whose idea it was to film this and why they thought it was a good idea.
Presumably the director, the very same one sure, who's claiming that, you know, oh, well, this is a commentary about how this is bad.
Regardless of, I mean, there were parents shaking their head, or there were adults in the crowd shaking their heads, seemingly disapprovingly.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the film, so right. I don't know.
Now, were they disapproving because of what was taking place, or because they
how
weren't?
How could they not have been?
Or because they weren't, you know, at their full potential? They were actually making their missing moves and whatnot. They weren't grinding that floor, that stage hard.
I mean, I don't know what all the moves in a sex show are, but there sure were a lot of like stripper looking kind of moves there.
Now I have an idea. Regardless
of the context of the rest of the movie, that scene makes it look really, really bad.
Right. So the cinematography there is definitely a pandering sort.
Yes.
On the other hand, though, Conan, I don't know how many true perverts are going to be looking for a 2-minute clip from a 90-minute or 120-minute long movie or however long this is when there's a myriad of things online for them to look at.
But this is legal.
Apparently not. It's been
they're trying to make it illegal.
Right. They've been charged with something in Texas over this.
Now, there could have been a way to film this that would have shown, according to the director, her distaste mm-hmm. in this type of behavior and the kids that, you know, grow up in this. If that was truly how she feels, if that's truly how she feels,
like there's distaste.
There would be a way to film this in such a way that her disapproval would come out in the edit, and that's I didn't see any of that. It looks like a damn MTV. Well, back in the day when MTV made videos, it looks like an MTV.
It
video.
Looks like something you'd see J Lo do, or like Christina Aguilera.
No, it's just this new Cardi B girl.
Yeah, see, I don't know. She's too new. I don't know who she is. But you know, like one of these like pop music hoes that it's, you know, at some point they start their career and they're all respectable and then they basically turn into a stripper. And this is like those same kind of moves that you would see. Maybe even worse.
They were pretty, well, that's what and that's why I say the Cardi B moves, because, you know, the whole showing their crotches mm-hmm. to the audience and grinding on the floor, and it's pretty, I don't even expect adult women to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, because I don't go and frequent these shows, so I don't know what's actually taking place on the stage these days.
Have you seen the Miley Cyrus video for her song? I don't remember the name of the song now.
Is that the one she's on the big wrecking ball or something?
I think so.
The only reason I remember that one is because there's so many parodies of it. You know, you got
Trump
swinging
was on one of them. Yeah.
I don't think this is that one. Then this is it came out last year.
That's a couple years old at least.
All her videos are pretty raunchy.
This one absolutely is. So I understand if a person takes issue with that being presented as role models for children, then they may come away thinking, okay, I should make this movie about these kids and really, really slam it into people's faces what role models are for young girls who were growing up, but that's not at all what we just witnessed.
Right. And
we just witnessed was the creation of 11-year-old role models for 6-year-old role model people to look up.
I can see the director doing something like this main girl who the documentary is about watching that Miley Cyrus video and twerking. You know, you got a rough edit and you have the actual Miley Cyrus video and you have this girl trying to emulate what she's seeing on the television. That would be a way to capture this little girl looking up to this raunchy role model.
But that's essentially what the plot of the film is, according to the director. A girl from Senegal moves to Paris, it looks like, joins an adolescent dance group, the Cuties, which is what they're called, in her attempts to define her identity in her new world. Saying it's a coming-of-age journey of sorts, Amy essentially emulates the sexualized behavior typically portrayed by women in Western societies as a means to fit in and performs dance routines with her peers that imitate the older, sexually uninhibited women they are trying to emulate. So it sounds like that's largely what they did. They just didn't do a shot-by-shot comparison of, you know, Cardi B and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
None of which I have issues with. In and of itself.
From what I've heard about the film, the main character is absolutely a despicable character. So, like, when I was looking at, do I actually want to watch this given all the controversy? Like, there's all the controversy, and I feel like we should be able to talk about it, but on the other hand, there's nothing about this movie that's interesting to me.
No,
right?
This isn't
like,
Tiger King we're talking about, where there's suddenly a gay sex tiger cult, and you go, I have to watch this.
Yeah, or like, you know, an interesting action or drama or whatever. It's, like, not interesting at all. Supposedly, she's, like, stealing, and she's just this little punk. And, like, not a redeeming kind of a character in any way. I don't know.
Does she become a better person after joining the dance?
I don't know.
None of us have seen it.
Is anyone going to call in to admit to actually having seen this movie? And by the way, the movie poster was what really started this whole controversy.
I thought it was a trailer.
That kicked it off.
Well, it was everybody saw the poster first, which was like an image from that scene.
It was a thumbnail on Netflix.
Yeah, and so that's what kind of set everybody off at first. But the actual original poster for the movie from Europe or from France or wherever this was originally released is much more tasteful. It's like, you know, like, just some little girls walking down the street doing girl things or whatever. They're just walking down the street, and the name is Mignones. Now, I don't know if that's how you translate cuties in French, but they don't call it cuties in French.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all to find Netflix trying to exploit the controversy around this for ratings. I mean, that's
it worked. I mean, it got clearly a lot of people talking about this movie that otherwise would be pretty, you know, It's just a, like an import, right? Like, people don't talk about import movies.
Yeah, this
generally.
Never would have crossed my radar
right.
if it hadn't had so much controversy around it.
I'm guessing it's subtitled. I mean, I presume they're speaking French in this film. Right.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't either.
Call in and tell us if you've ever, if you've actually seen this and you want to set us straight. Three dudes talking about a movie they
haven't seen. Yeah. Well, I mean, we can talk about the controversy and what we've heard about it. And now that there's actual some sort of criminal charge or whatever this is. What's happening?
Yeah, the indictment against Netflix comes after the outrage over the film's release in September. Hundreds of critics called out the film's sexualization of young girls in various scenes throughout the movie, particularly ones in which they copy an older dance group's sexual moves and another in which one 11-year-old member of the dance group takes photos of her genitals, although no nudity is actually showcased. Along with a petition to hashtag cancel Netflix, dozens of congressmen, particularly Republican members of the House and Senate, have criticized the platform, including some members who have been who have even requested for the Department of Justice to prosecute Netflix for its release of the film. 33 members of the House signed Representative Jim Banks' letter recommending the department bring charges against Netflix Incorporated for the distribution of the film Cuties, which contains child pornography. Are they going to indict the FBI? Because the FBI distributes child pornography in a way that makes Cuties look absolutely benign.
Well, they're obviously not saying this is child pornography because there's no
sex. They said it contains child pornography.
That's what they said, but that's them asking the Department of Justice to bring charges. That's not the same thing as the Department of Justice actually bringing charges.
Well, yeah,
and we're talking about the Texas government, right? So they're talking. It's referring to.
I don't know. It says members of the House and Senate. It doesn't specify whether. But
they're talking about the Department of Justice. Unless there's a Department of Justice in Texas, then they're talking about the U.S. Department of Justice.
Okay.
Some other Texas bureaucracy, I presume, whatever the Attorney General's office is in Texas, is the one that is actually bringing the charges.
It's Tyler County.
It's Tyler County, Texas.
They've handed down an indictment against Netflix for promotion of lewd visual material depicting children.
Yeah, so that's different than actual child pornography, right? That's just
lewd
material that's allegedly lewd.
Well, according to these senators, child pornography is any visual depiction of sexually explicit conduct involving a minor, and that conduct does not need to specifically depict sexual activity to qualify. The letter continued, Cuties clearly meets the United States legal definition of child pornography.
Well, that's an interesting interpretation.
Yes, and it would be a good argument if words didn't mean things, but I think you have to actually have some sort of sexual activity for something to qualify as being sexually explicit.
I think these congressmen are saying they believe that that scene was sexual enough.
It was definitely sexual in nature.
In their opinion.
It was definitely sexual.
Which may say more about them than it does about any of us.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.